effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hello?
Hello? Well, good morning. I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we are living in very, very dangerous times. The whole world economy is on the verge of collapse, and it is not happening at all by accident. The major banks, in collusion with people at the highest levels of our government, want to precipitate a world chaotic situation because that's how they hope to bring in their one world government. The new world financial order, the new world currency. And you must understand, it's all very simple. Henry Kissinger laid it out in his January 12, 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune entitled A Chance for a New World Order. You can pull it down off the internet. If not, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy. But you must understand that nothing happening today is happening by chance. The large banks have simply stopped lending and cutting off their credit lines to businesses, small businesses, large businesses, to intentionally create this whole economic chaos. And the government, of course, is playing their part, pretending they're working so hard to solve the problem, and we're going to help the homeowners, but oh, shucks, this program just doesn't work, and that program doesn't work, but let's appropriate another couple of billion dollars, and $20 billion, $50 billion, but we're not going to spend it on the right things. We're not going to really try to do anything effectively to stop the chaos. Because we want the chaos, but we can't let the common people who are losing their homes and losing their jobs and losing their cars and losing hope, we can't let them understand what's going on. It's all a gigantic scam, but a lethal scam that is going to destroy the lives of millions of people, not only in America, but throughout the world. Well, with us this morning is certainly one of the people who is the most knowledgeable that I know. Her name is Joan Vion, and Joan, of course, has an organization, well, the women's group, but she is on her own travel to financial meetings throughout the world. Oh, well, over 100 of them recently came back from the meeting over there, another meeting in Europe. And she's going to keep us abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes and this move towards the new world order. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for having me on your show. You know, you're absolutely right. This thing is planned and managed. It's choreographed. It's better in its choreography than Cecil B. DeMille's Parting the Red Sea. Historically, this thing is, you know, the IMF World Bank, which was the beginning of the tearing down of barriers between the financial and economic barriers between countries, was established 65 years ago. The Bank for International Settlements was established 79 years ago. So we are almost 100 years into an agenda that Carol Quigley said would be controlled in a feudalistic fashion by the central banks of the world, acting in concert by secret agreement, arrived at in frequent meetings and conferences. And the apex was to be the Bank for International Settlements in Basel.
Page 324 of his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time. One of the most important quotations you'll ever hear. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, and we are there. basically, we are there. This credit crisis, the magnitude of it, the length of it, the depth of it, this is a beautiful opportunity. And I say that with tongue in cheek, because it's their beautiful opportunity to completely strip America and to change not only the structure of how government runs, but to change our national structure, eliminate it, and globalize our whole entire framework of regulations so that it fits into and looks up to a new organization, or I shouldn't say a new organization, a re-engineered organization. The Financial Stability Forum is now set up in 1999, is now the Financial Stability Board. And while I was in Basel, I was very blessed to have a two-for-one in that the Financial Stability Board had their inaugural meeting in which, even though some of the things that they put in a press briefing after the G20 in London, they reiterated, they expanded, they explained, and they showed the power of that organization. Basically, that organization is going to be a global regulatory agency, and that organization will basically be in charge of running all of the regulatory systems of the world. And what they are looking to do in America in order to help facilitate this new structural change and the empowerment with the Financial Stability Board is that they want all of America's independent regulatory systems to be put under one agency, one umbrella, as they call it, one roof. And therefore, then that agency will have command of the comptroller of the currency, federal mortgage agency, which was set up, the newest one that was set up last October, over all the insurance, over every agency of whatever is financial, economic, having to do with insurance or mortgages or non-banks, meaning credit card companies, or credit unions, or state chartered banks. So everything is in the process here in America of being federalized, of being shifted into one organization that will then look up and will work with this global group called the Financial Stability Board, which has been reinvigorated at the Bank for International Settlements. So that was the first thing that happened in this meeting. So there were two meetings, the inaugural meeting of the Financial Stability Board and then the annual meeting of the Bank for International Settlements. Now, basically, I fly over there to attend a press briefing. I am one of the very few Americans, I don't even know if there were any from America this year, I fly over to cover their half-hour or 45-minute press briefing.
Hold on there, Joan. We'll be back in just a moment. And, Chris, we're talking about the Bank for International Settlements, the central bankers, central bank. And they're the ones who control the wealth and power of the world.
Good news. Revival, revival, revival at the Rogers Hall, Lyons, Colorado, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of July at 7:30 p.m. Here, evangelist Samuel Santos, who died twice, has been in three airplane accidents, and 19 years ago fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. He will be praying for the sick and the needy. For more information, call 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674. Everybody is welcome. Once again, that's a revival at the Rogers Hall, Lyons, Colorado, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of July at 7:30 p.m. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joan Vian. She's telling us about her trip to Europe, to the meeting of the Bank for International Settlements, and to this other financial resource board. Would you pick up the story?
Yes, I was talking about the fact that I fly over for a half-hour press briefing or a 45-minute press briefing. Why? Because these are the people who rule the world. They control the entire monetary system. They are in the process right now of consolidating not only the monetary system, the insurance, the banking, the brokerage. They are in the process of consolidating everything under their power. And our government, unsadly, is facilitating this transfer. Everything you read, everything you hear from Timothy Geithner's lips and before him, from Hank Paulson's lips, are designed to facilitate the transfer of the last remaining assets that America has, meaning the insurance industry, the mortgage industry, the credit unions, the savings and loans, the credit card banks, under the power and control of the Federal Reserve, because they don't have it at this moment. Now, having said that, the central banks do control everything in the world. As we have seen with this credit crisis, they have the ability to bring you to ruination. All they have to do is cut off, reduce whatever credit or the terms of credit. Have any of you looked at your credit card bills and all of a sudden you see that they're charging you 35% interest? Hey, this is worse than mafia. This is worse than mafia rates. Let me just say that if you want to see, I wrote several articles while I was there, as well as they now have webcasted the annual meeting. You can go to my website, womensgroup.org. And there you can read the articles and you can see the webcast of the annual meeting of the Bank for International Settlements. Now, having said that, I also have a video out. Dr. Stan, do you carry it?
Yes, I do. You mean when the central banks rule the world?
Absolutely, when central banks rule the world. You see, you have to understand the structure of the world and what is happening in order to understand what it means. And unfortunately, most of our Congress does not know what it means. They hear from their constituents, and their constituents are losing their homes, losing their jobs, losing their cars, whatever, their businesses. And they cry, and they go to Timothy Geithner, who they think is a good guy, and they say, make it better, change it, whatever you have to do, fix it, because I can't handle the heat. Well, these people have absolutely no idea what kind of heat they're going to get later, because of the fact that they have become traitors to the Constitution and to you and me. We are in a serious time of complete structural change, financially, economically, politically. from a health standpoint. You know, it's not just what's happening as a result of the credit crisis which they've engineered, but Dr. Stan, you know that there is this huge convergence of all the things that you have been studying and talking about, that I have been studying, that Dennis Cuddy has been studying, that many other people have been studying. It's all coming to fruition, whereby they're going to change and control the complete health system. They're looking at forced vaccination. They are looking at the RFID chip to biochip each one of us. They are looking to give us the cap and trade, which is cap and tax bill. I mean, you know, I was at the Chatham House 2 years ago, and I interviewed, and it's on my website, this guy, his name is Colin Challen, big boy, real huge guy. I mean, you're not going to, he's a big boy. And he was busy talking about the fact that everybody should be given so much of some kind of environmental unit of energy, and then every time they get gas, however much gas they got will be reduced from their allowance, and then if they use up through travel, through air, through train, through how much heat they use to, or air conditioning for their house, whatever the case may be, they use up their carbon allowance, their energy allowance, then they have to pay usurious taxes.
Now, for people who don't understand, Chatham House is the official headquarters of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's the English counterpart of the Harold Pratt House, which is the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. And those organizations really were the dominant forces in both the British and American government until about 1973, when the Trilateral Commission comes along, and of course that's where Timothy Geithner comes from. He's one of the 87 members of the American branch of the Trilateral Commission. These are the people who rule the world. 11 of them surround Barack Obama. They put him in power, and certainly between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of this little tiny group. Does anybody think that that really happened by accident? But go ahead.
So we are, you know, for America, I mean, I said to this man, Colin Challen, at the time, I said to him, tell me, this was so unbelievable that anybody would do that, that we would be harnessed in this particular way. This is way beyond diabolical. And so I said to him, tell me, did you get this idea from the Fabian socialists? And he thought for a moment, and he said to me, no, not this one. Well, here we are in America. We've gone bonkers. We are completely Fabian socialists. We have now, are in the process, will possibly, hopefully not, adopt cap and trade. This is the same diabolical thing that this MP from Britain was describing to me 2 years ago, and we're going to institute it hook, line, and sinker.
And it's going to drive up the price of electricity. There's the 77-cent a gallon federal tax on gasoline. It's going to drive up the cost of that. It's going to drive up the cost of everything you use, because the cost of manufacturing is going to go up with a rise in the cost of electricity. And the American people don't understand. It's all planned. They're taking over energy. They're taking over health. They're taking over our banks. They're taking over the automotive industry. Everything is going to be controlled by the government. Even Pravda is writing articles saying, don't do it. Don't you understand? We tried central planning. It doesn't work. But, of course, the American people seem to be hell-bent, and that's where we're headed, to embrace all of the failed policies of communist Russia, which were instituted by our people of great wealth who want power over our lives. That's what it's about, not helping the people, not curing the energy problem. It's about power and oppression and regulation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is a serious thing. But, you know, Dr. Stan, as I analyze all these things, I have been trying to come to grips with the fact that this is all under the guise of environmentalism, which is also sustainable development. And sustainable development, that phrase really means total control. And when we take a look at when did sustainable development begin? We can go back to the Brundtland Commission in 1983. We can go further back than that, the 1972 Earth Summit. You know, and we have to say, now, what's really happening here? Because 72 until today is my math correct, 37 years? And that's almost a generation. Okay, the world is going green. Okay, you know, I have a friend. His name is John Christian. He's written some fabulous books, and he recently wrote a book in which he explains that the pale horse in Revelation, that word has been mistranslated, that it really comes from the word chloros for chlorophyll. And it really should be translated green instead of pale. And so we have entered a time in which, using the environmental agenda as a cover, as an excuse, we are going into total, you can call it centralized management, but it's total communism, it's total control, really with the purpose of transferring our assets to the people who rule the world. And that's what it is. You know, this whole, as I look outside, I'm in a new subdivision. And our subdivision started about 2000. Yeah, about 2000. 2001. And, you know, part and parcel of when people bought was after 9/11, the interest rates went down to 45-year lows. And now some of these people are losing their homes, because the value has dropped depending on when it was bought and sold since then, and they don't have enough equity. And, you know, they are raping, robbing, and pillaging at every turn. And so let me say this regarding the economic structure, the power, the hold, the feudalistic control, the things that are being set up at the Bank for International Settlements. It very simply will require each one of us to pay off our debts. I don't care what your IRA looks like. I don't care what your 401k looks like. You add up your debts. You add up your assets, and I realize there might be a whole lot more debt than assets. Then you need to make choices. You need to make hard choices, hard decisions, and get out of debt. If you are living in a house and you know that it's just a matter of time, put it on the market. Look, don't say it's not going to sell. God is in the business of real estate. This earth is His. And you need to get out of debt as quick, as fast as you can. If Aunt Harriet or Uncle Eddie or whoever has a lot of money, then you go to them and find out if they would be willing to hold your mortgage, a private mortgage. You don't need the bank. Just go to somebody who's got the ability to hold your mortgage, as long as you are upholding your part of the bargain and keeping your property up, et cetera. You have every right to see if Aunt Harriet or Uncle Eddie is a little concerned about the stability of the banking sector, and maybe holding your mortgage would be a better bet than keeping it in the banking sector. There is coming a time, and Dr. Stan talked about it at the beginning of this program. You know, all of this is on target. All of this is on target. It is paving the way for a total global currency. You know, you look at the value of the dollar. I was just in Europe. It is horrendous. 60 cents. The value of the dollar to the euro is 60 cents. That's absolutely atrocious. And yet it appears that that's just the beginning of where the dollar is going. And at some point, at the Bank for International Settlements, the first question I asked was, have we arrived at a time in history when the central banks rule the world? And, of course, you know, they're just doing what is necessary, et cetera. Okay, that was number one. I got the last question in, and the last question was, could you comment on the role of a special drawing right in today's society. There are greater calls, and they basically sloughed it off with the fact that they didn't have enough time to talk about it. Well, I then saw the head economist about an hour later at the BIS, and I said to him, look, could we talk about the special drawing right for a moment? And he said, no, I do not talk about the special drawing right. He just walked away from me. And you could hear him down the hallway saying, I will not talk about the special drawing right. The special drawing right is not on my lips. You know? Well,
he is the chief economist.
Yes.
Well, we know that they want to use this perhaps as the new reserve currency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and I said to the lady in charge of media who just happened to be there at the time as well, I said, you know, I interviewed Paul Volcker about 3 years ago, and Paul Volcker told me that in a globalized world, you need a global currency. And when I asked him about the special drawing right, he basically turned around and wouldn't answer my question.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Beyond. But ladies and gentlemen, the world is changing. We're never going to have the world we used to know and used to love. There is a move towards a feudalistic society. Come and wrap it. We'll be right back.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on a balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is, of course, Joan Beyond. Joan, why don't you get out your website and any information you'd like to get. We do carry your latest DVD, Central Banks Rule the World. I think it's excellent, and we'll be recommending that later. But go right ahead. I'll get your information out.
For more information on the women's group, we can't do it without you flying to these meetings. Our number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. We have other materials. You can call and get a catalog. Our website, womensgroup.org, WOMENSGROUP, womensgroup.org.
Well, you know, of course, I'm sure you read all the financial material as I do, and it's coming in, and 40% of the investors think things are going to start getting better now. Great time to get into real estate trusts, you know, and buy up these cheap houses and buy up the cheap hotels and the cheap commercial property and get back on the market, you know, before it starts going to the roof. And oh my goodness, things have begun to turn around. We're close to the bottom. We're at the bottom. And what do you think of that?
They're all a bunch of liars. I listen to CNBC Squawk Box. I listen to them because I occasionally hear something of truth here and there about the structure, about what they're planning next. Other than that, I haven't found any of their investments to be real or honest. The few times that I've been lured into thinking that they were telling me truth, me and my clients got slammed because... you know, anybody who's foolish enough to buy what they recommend, they can guarantee that the big boys have run it up with people like you just so they can take the profit, which is your gain that they've transferred into their account. The stock market, in all honesty and sincerity, and I have been in the business for 30 years, the stock market has become a place of tremendous manipulation where they have learned and they have finalized and finessed the whole entire system globally. You know, first it was country by country, and then now globally, that there are no barriers between the countries of the world. They have finessed the whole system so that they can continue to transfer wealth at every turn. It just is unbelievable. I listen to why the market went up or why the market went down, and it's nothing but a pack of lies. Absolutely. We have absolutely no idea anymore what is truth. We are living in a world of deceit, deception, and distortion. And by the way, that just happens to go back to the Garden of Eden. And there is nothing new under the sun. What is new, and I was reading Jeremiah this morning. Jeremiah says, let the wealthy man not glory in his gold, and let not the smart man glory in his smarts, but let them that glory in that they know that I am the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. You know? And we have the other question I've been wrestling with, Dr. Stan, is this. Are we in world government because, quote-unquote, of Bible prophecy? Or is what is happening a result of the complacency and the sin of America? You know, we've allowed abortion since 1973, Roe versus Wade. Where are the churches? They have, you know, I've been in numerous churches where if you tried to get anybody to sign a petition, for example, against abortion, they thought you were a radical. I mean, oh my goodness, we don't do that here. And so the churches have become Nazi Germany types of containment whereby Christians don't stand in the gap anymore. They just sit in the pews and sing songs. And I think that just as God said to Judah, you have allowed the worship of Baal, which was sacrificing their children in the Valley of Hinnom, again, abortion, just doing it a little differently, back in the time of Judah, Jeremiah's day. And the Lord said, you know, you haven't done anything. Your pastors are brutish. They don't stand up. They don't tell you truth. And you're not doing anything, and you're complacent. And I'm going to bring a power from the north down to teach you a lesson, because you will not call on my name. And so I've been wrestling. Is this Bible prophecy whereby we should say, oh, yeah, and unfortunately that's what the church has done. They've said, oh, yeah, well, Bible, you know, world government's coming, can't do anything about it. And they've gone to sleep. Well, you know what? My Bible in Luke 10:19 tells me that I have the authority of Jesus if I am in Christ. And I have the authority, literally, to stamp on serpents and scorpions, and nothing will harm me. And so I believe that what is coming is here, because each one of us needs to know who the God who created heaven and earth is. This is the God who Isaiah says sits on the circle of the earth. He sees, he knows, he allows. Why? Because in allowing evil, he also is looking for those who will cry out to him. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
And we're going to have ample opportunity in future days, as all these things that we're talking about on your program today, Dr. Stan, with all your other guests, the things that you discuss, as your listeners get the big picture, this is the reason. This is the reason.
Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Joan, because she's on the front lines of this this financial problem that we are fighting, this financial war, but understand that this is a worldwide movement. And of course, it's all being coordinated here from the United States. We dominate the finances of the world. And of course, America has precipitated this financial crisis to bring about a world government. Because our government is not controlled by Congress. It's not controlled, certainly, by the President of the United States. Barack Obama is simply a figurehead. There is a power elite, an invisible government, working behind the scenes. It works, of course, with the Federal Reserve System, works with the large banks, works with the leaders of some of the large corporations. And they're all joined together in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is energized by evil. And many of these people actually have amassed their great fortunes, you know, because they were tied into the occult. J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan, look him up on the Internet. Deeply involved in astrology. Andrew Carnegie, look him up on the Internet, involved with the occult. Stephen Rockefeller, nephew of David Rockefeller. Stephen Rockefeller wrote the Earth Charter. Deeply involved with the occult. Understand that the great wealthy families, of course, obtain so much of their wealth because of their involvement in the occult. And there is a power out there you can tap into that'll give you wealth and fame and fortune, but at a terrible price. We'll be back here in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 970-689-8255.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joan Beyond. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. And there we have a caller. Hi, who's on the line?
This is Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm sitting here listening to what she says, and I have a little different take.
All right, let's get your take on what's going on.
Our forefathers, when they founded the Constitution, understood Scripture, and they understood the Scripture as God had blessed them to put forth that.
Mm-hmm.
As I see it, when we have abrogated that knowledge, it's basically not available to them. A lot of people don't know it, of who God is and how He works. And once you have leaders in your country that abrogate that, there is a spiritual infrastructure that I think God has put forth on His people when He blesses somebody like that, that if you abandon that as the leaders of the country, then in turn, He takes the nation down.
Well, I don't think anybody would disagree with you. But the one thing is certainly that this has happened as part of a coordinated effort. There really are evil and wicked people out there who have removed the knowledge, you know, of our forefathers and their belief in God, and the fact that America was founded as a God-fearing nation. It has been done very intentionally. They took God and prayer out of our schools. They took the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They even took Christ out of a lot of our churches, and we have a Christless Christianity. Joan, how would you respond to our caller?
Well, I don't disagree at all. The truth of the matter is Christians became complacent. Somebody said that there was this division between church and state. There is not. And the truth of the matter is we have not done what we're supposed to do. First of all, physically, we have not been involved. I mean, when I first started going to community meetings or whatever, school board meetings or whatever the case may be, I was absolutely dumbfounded that the other side was there, but we weren't there. And when we have a country in which the church is not doing what it's supposed to do, it is to be salt and life. Christians are so busy thinking that everything is well and they don't have to get involved. Somehow they've been, you know, misled in that direction that if you're a Christian, you can't get involved. And that's entirely wrong.
Sure.
So, in any event, I don't disagree with what he said. It is a matter for each one of us not only to get involved, but I think there's something more important. We have the authority. Everything we are discussing is evil. It is spiritual warfare. It is the God of this world against the God who created this world. It is the creation versus the Creator. And as such, God has given us as Christians the authority to overcome the evil in the spirit world, and we haven't used it.
Amen to that. Hey, thanks very much, Chris. I certainly agree with you with your basic thesis, and thanks for your call. And we've got another caller on the line. Who's that?
Hello?
Another caller?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paul from Fort Collins.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. And, Joni, I've heard you since you've been on the station, so that's a long time. And I don't think I've ever talked to you and, you know, did just want to express my appreciation. Usually people don't want to call because you're so good. Have so much information, so.
Well, I appreciate your calling and I certainly appreciate everything that Joan does.
Yeah.
And we're just fortunate that she's willing to take the time and the expense. I mean, this is an
right.
expensive proposition. Well, and Joan, you do accept donations to help you make
the
trip.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I ask you, Joan?
Yes?
What I'm hearing you is a place I think I've come to. I mean, we've done our work. We've tried to resist or change things to the good. And for a long time, you know, it seemed like we've got nowhere. And it does seem to some extent like we're just having to turn it over to God, you know, in a much deeper way.
Well, absolutely. I think I think we have come to the point, look, we've been through all the Christians, quote-unquote, there are, who've said that they were, okay, whether it's Jimmy Carter or whoever, okay? We've been through all the Christians. I mean, it was proven that Bill Clinton, every time his ratings dropped, picked up a Bible as a prop.
Well, they've given a bad name to Christians.
Yeah, you know, and George Bush II, well, you know, I stopped being a Republican because of him, and I don't think I'll ever be a Republican because actually I'm a nationalist.
We're not a Ron Paul Republican.
That's right. And so, you know, we have come to a time in history when I believe that the Christians have nowhere else to turn but to God. You know, some new revelation here. They need to turn to God through his son Jesus, get down on their hands and knees. They've got a lot of repenting to do. We all have a lot of repenting to do. And we need to start using the authority and the power that he gave not only his apostles. It didn't end with his apostles, and that's where I disagree with a lot of churches who say, oh, you know, the power that Jesus gave was only for that. No, not our God. Our God rules. You know, you talk about a living earth, our God is a living God.
Right.
All right? So we have all that power of the early church available to us, and we're not using it.
Well, we have to make it manifest in this world, and that's really our job, that I see it.
Mm-hmm. And our job is to do our best, but also, of course, why I do what I do is in part simply to point out how terrible things are so that people will begin looking for answers, and they're not going to find it in voting for either John McCain or Barack Obama. You know, they're both, one's as bad as the other. I mean, it's all a game. Certainly we need to be involved in politics, but to understand that both political parties are controlled by the same people, we need alternatives. But more than that, hopefully when people begin to realize how terrible the situation is, they're going to be looking for answers, and the answer is in a personal relationship with our Lord. That's what it's about.
Great. Well, I'll let you guys go. Thanks.
Hey, God bless, and thanks so much for calling and showing. We're just about out of time. You got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, actually, I already wrapped it up. The truth of the matter is everything that is happening right now is a culmination of what has been set in place in the last 50, 60, 70, 85 years. We are there, and this is time to seek the Lord. I mean, you know, it's time to repent. You know, when I was faced with stage 4 breast cancer, that's exactly what I did. I had my own issues to repent of, and I did. And God healed me, and he will heal our land.
God bless. And thank you so much, Joan Vion. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And we'll be looking forward to starting again real soon on some of our other programs. Bye-bye. God bless.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joan, who is a very, very courageous woman. We do carry her DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. That's When the Central Banks Rule the World, and we recommend that to you. To understand what's happening from a political and geopolitical point of view, you need to get Pat Wood's excellent DVD, The Trilateral Commission, and, of course, how they created the financial crisis. It's very well done. It's the talk Pat gave at our last conference. And when you have the DVD, you have my permission to go ahead and copy that and get that into other people's hands. We also, of course, carry Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, The Final Countdown. There are five DVDs, and it's part of this, and you get them both together at a specially reduced price. The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2, are both together. And basically, we have on CD the first five, or at least first five of his talks. It's called the Coming Armageddon, or Countdown to Armageddon. Countdown to Armageddon. And we'll have the others one of these days. It's just a matter of getting them organized. We have a great four CD set. It's called the Financial Armageddon. That's Financial Armageddon, four-tape set. Now, we do have a DVD by that title. We have a syllabus, and we have a four-CD set. You need to have all this information. You need to understand what's happening financially, and the Financial Armageddon CD set has been updated with some excellent recent talks. So understand what's going on. Understand that this whole financial collapse has been carefully orchestrated to impoverish the American people. And once you understand that, of course, so much of what's going on really does begin to make sense. Well, we do hope many of you, of course, will call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pastor Crone, Billy Crone, who's a frequent guest here, has a book. It's called The Final Countdown, and we are now offering that, The Final Countdown book. And it's got all of his wonderful quotations, which you need to get, and you need to begin to listen, to talk to other people about it. And, you know, when Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes says, oh, I wouldn't mind having a chip injected into me, what's he doing? He's implanting into people's minds, it's all right to take a chip, it's going to be so convenient. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is, I believe, and could well be the mark of the beast. You do not want to be taking that. So do not necessarily believe everything Andy Rooney says. He is there on 60 Minutes with the folksy commentary, but he's there also to control your reality and perhaps lead you to eternal damnation. Do not even consider taking what could be the mark of the beast. Our telephone number, of course, 1-800-544-8927 for the book, The Final Countdown, for the DVD series, and we recommend this strongly, Part A, Part 1, or Part 2, The Final Countdown, and then, of course, the CD sets, if you like to play them in your car, The Coming Armageddon. The DVD on the Trilateral Commission, excellent source of information on the Trilateral Commission, and of course, this whole planned financial chaos, my talk, Financial Armageddon, and the syllabus that goes with that, will explain exactly how they did it. And then, of course, Cindy Joan Vian's book, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Pardon me. It's your DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com.